From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. One of the grand dames of New York society died today. Philanthropist and socialite Brooke Astor was 105 years old. NPR's Lynn Neary reports.
She was born Brooke Russell in Portsmouth, New Hampshire on March 30, 1902. She was married three times, and it was her third marriage to Vincent Astor, which made her heiress to the fortune of real estate tycoon John Jacob Astor. Brooke Astor was both a link to a bygone era and a vivid presence on New York's social and cultural scene for decades. Harold Holzer is senior vice president of the Metropolitan Museum of Art, one of the many New York City cultural institutions which benefited from her philanthropy.
As tiny as she was a force of nature with her gloves and her hat and her formality, which nonetheless was tempered with deep empathy for people, no matter where they came from, no matter where they stood on the economic ladder. There was an empathy from her that was so tangible and so loving.
Astor's contributions to New York are inestimable, says Holzer. She gave millions to the New York Public Library, the Morgan Library and Museum, Rockefeller University, and many more, both large and small. And, says Holzer, much of her giving came at a difficult time for the city.
What's important to remember about her is that she began this philanthropy and was dogged about it in the darkest days of New York's history, before the recent Renaissance. She was working in poor neighborhoods and in great museums alike and in libraries to keep doors open, to keep collections thriving, to help inner-city kids in moments when the city itself was unable to do those things.
Brooke Astor's standing in the city was so important that in 1996, the New York Landmark Conservancy named her a living landmark. So it was shocking to learn last year that her late years were troubled. The news broke when one of her grandsons accused her only son, Anthony Marshall, of mistreating and exploiting her in her old age. Though the sordid details played out in the news for months, the two sides announced a settlement in October. Those who loved Brooke Astor took some comfort in knowing that she was too ill to know anything about the controversy. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.